He didn't hesitate to strike banks and trains, even in broad daylight, leaving authorities and citizens astonished at his brazenness. In one daring move, he stopped railroad engines to rob their trains successfully and make a clean getaway. The legend of Jesse James continued to grow with each mention in newspapers, fueling his love for attention and notoriety. He relished the image of being a bold robber, comparing himself to historical figures like Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and Napoleon Bonaparte. While there's no doubt that James stole from the rich, there's little evidence to suggest that he was a benevolent figure who shared his loot with the less fortunate. Instead, he and his gang were ruthless, and anyone who got in their way faced the risk of being mercilessly killed. By 1881, the pressure on the James Younger gang had reached its peak, and the governor of Missouri issued a $10,000 reward for the capture of Jesse and Frank James. The end came on April 3rd, 1882, when Jesse James was shot and killed by one of his own gang members, Robert Ford. Ford, guilty of murder, was later pardoned by the governor, leading to a controversial end to the story, and one of the Wild West's most infamous outlaws. And they said, crime doesn't pay. Thank you for joining us on this wild ride through the Old West's deadliest outlaws. Stay tuned for more fascinating history. Hit the like button and subscribe if you enjoyed it.